You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is eCommerce Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to eCommerce Radio, your EPN channel where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores. Whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques, this is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today we are with Mr. Mike Eifley. He is the CEO of Vendio, a company that offers e-commerce software that enables merchants to manage online sales cost effectively. Mike, welcome to e-commerce radio.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So what is Vendio and how does it help small merchants succeed?
Yeah, so Vendio has been around for 13 years, and we provide an online platform that enables merchants to sell cost-effectively through eBay, Amazon, your own branded online store with a complete shopping cart, as well as through some social sites like Facebook. So we do everything from inventory management to the post-sale order fulfillment management and customer management all in one convenient location.
Why is it important for small and medium businesses to have an online e-commerce presence?
Well, we look at e-commerce and having an online presence as probably the biggest leveler in the playing field that's ever been afforded for small and medium-sized businesses to compete and really win against larger companies. No matter how many employees you have, you know, or you don't have even, you can really use the energy that you have as an individual or a small team to look much larger than you are online through your creative content, through social engagement, and really providing an amazing shopping experience online. And the great part is it's open 24/7, 365 days. You can literally have sales while you sleep and then fulfill those orders the next day. So it's a great leveler in the e-commerce.
Well, there's certainly an excess of online shopping sites out there. Which are the best sites to sell products?
Well, different sites perform relatively better or worse depending upon what products you sell. The benefit that I think we bring to that equation is that you can have a single inventory and then experiment with multiple different channels. Generally, some marketplaces like eBay and Amazon provide a very broad, high-traffic product area, so you can try a lot of different products there. Certainly unique, you know, items or collectibles or antiques are going to do better on eBay, and mainstream goods typically do better on an Amazon. And then, of course, you have a Google, which has a very broad ability to drive traffic along with many, many CSEs. So I think the key that we see is really experiment with a broad selection of them in an easy way and then leverage the ones that work the best for your particular products.
Well, today we're joined by Mike Eifley. He is the CEO of Vendio, a company that offers e-commerce software that enables merchants to manage online sales cost-effectively here on e-commerce radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Mr. Eifley, how important is it to build your own online store versus posting items on eBay, Amazon, or Google?
Right. I think we always look at it as not necessarily an or, but an and we think that they all fit somewhere in the marketing mix for an online presence. Based on our survey data, eBay and Amazon are providing the most cost-effective and predictable returns on marketing spend for first-time customers, and they can then learn about how great you are as an online merchant. And you also get the benefit, of course, of riding along with the trust that Amazon and eBay can give the consumers. But once you have that customer and you can provide them an amazing shopping experience as it relates to the post-order fulfillment and the communication that you have, it really enables them to learn about your brand and grow with your brand. And then from that point forward, having a continued connection with that customer, it's actually more cost-effective for repeat sales or, you know, growing the amount of sales that you have per customer to leverage an online e-commerce storefront that is branded as you rather than continuing to have all your sales go through an eBay or an Amazon.
What are some of the biggest challenges that currently face e-commerce entrepreneurs out there?
The biggest challenge that we see is really the continuing rising standard that shoppers are expecting of service and shipping performance. There's obviously continued desire from consumers to get free shipping, and that obviously becomes somewhat of an expense line for smaller merchants to manage, as well as just being able to provide that level of service that Amazon has set a standard for and eBay top merchants has set a standard for. Meeting that is a commitment, and certainly we see the need to automate as many tasks as you possibly can to be able to focus really on those consumers, that customer experience, and be a strongly considered source for any goods that a consumer would want to purchase.
Well, the question our listeners have, and I do as well, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Vendio.
Absolutely. You can get information at Vendio.com. It's V-E-N-V-E-N-D-I-O.com.
Simple enough. And in conclusion, what advice do you have for our listeners who may be considering starting their own business and becoming future entrepreneurs in the e-commerce space? What would you tell the listener?
I think often people think that there's ways to get rich quick, or that's going to be a simple process. And I think you have to go into it with the expectation that there is work involved and it is competitive in many ways. And that really means that you need to find something that you're passionate about. The most successful merchants that we support are very passionate about the products that they sell, the area in which those products are used in everyday life. And they're the ones that can write compelling content about their products, really promote their products with credibility, and really engage consumers in a way that's credible and grows the sales without having to spend as much on marketing or have, you know, high dollar amounts spent on PR and marketing. So I think number one is really be passionate about the products you want to sell and pick those wisely first.
Well said. He is Mike Eifley, the CEO of Vendio, a company that offers e-commerce software that enables merchants to manage online sales cost effectively. And the website of reference, once again, is simply Vendio.com. Mike, thanks so much for joining us today on e-commerce radio.
Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to e-commerce radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to e-commerce radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.